This is the Ethanol Report. Kansas barely makes the top 10 in ethanol production by state, but it now ranks as number one in selling the first gallons of legal 15% ethanol-blended gasoline, or E15, under the Environmental Protection Agency waiver. The nation's first E15 gallons were pumped at the Zarco 66 Oasis station in Lawrence, Kansas on Tuesday. And not coincidentally, the first customer to buy it was Jerry White, executive director of the Kansas Corn Commission.
We're fortunate in the fact that we have a retailer who is very enthusiastic about ethanol in the East Kansas area of Kansas City suburbs and Lawrence and Ottawa. And we've worked with Scott Zaremba in the past, and so Scott was very aggressive in wanting to pursue E15 under the waiver, whereas I think a lot of retailers were maybe waiting till later in the fall to take a look at it. We were there when the last sticker was put on and went ahead with the process. When Scott was ready to go, we wanted to be there to pump the first gallons into a non-flex fuel car under the waiver.
Scott Zaremba, owner of Zarco 66 stations, is pleased to be the first to offer consumers real choice at the pump in the form of E15 fuel.
Being in the energy business for the last 40 years, we've seen the ebb and flow of what we use for transportation energy. And, we just wholeheartedly believe that alternatives are what we need to be moving towards to lessen our dependency on foreign oil and also be able to have cleaner burning products.
Zaremba, who is the incoming president of the Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association of Kansas, believes that consumers will want E15, and more retailers will soon be following his lead in providing the fuel.
Well, I think once the consumers understand that the higher blend of ethanol also gives them a higher octane rating, and they get more bang for their buck, we get more bang for your buck, you're displacing foreign oil, and you're cleaning our environment. I think it's going to go extremely well. I mean, everybody looks at it for the financial side of it. And, right now it's going to be a challenge. We are low on water across the Midwest. And so, we need a little bit of rain. And so, as the market improves, we're going to see more of the retailers wanting to put the product in. We're going to be able to do that.
Zaremba, who also plans to offer E15 at a second Zarco 66 in Ottawa, Kansas, worked with the Kansas Corn Commission, East Kansas Agri Energy, and the Renewable Fuels Association to make the first sales of E15 happen in the Sunflower State.
Well, thankfully, we do have a marketer in the great state of Kansas that is willing to offer E15 for his consumers. He believes in choice. He believes in providing consumers with options that might actually lower the price of gasoline.
Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen says Zarco did have to overcome the issue of getting the proper blend stock for E15 shipped in for the summer months.
He's reached out to some folks, and they are helping him secure a specially tailored blend stock, a low RVP gasoline, and shipping it on in. It's not ideal, but I think it's important to get E15 out there in some form or fashion, and we're excited about it.
It has been just over a month since the EPA gave final approval for the sale and use of E15 blends in light-duty vehicles made since 2001. But it's been over 3 years since the waiver was first requested. That's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.